I'm bi.
Does that mean you like bikes?
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the Non-Binary Show. I'm Sam and I'm bisexual.
I'm Mika and I'm non-binary.
We started this podcast as a way of getting to know each other more before getting married.
Now it's just a place where we talk about queer shit, sometimes lighthearted, sometimes more serious stuff.
But whatever we talk about, we hope that by listening to us, you don't feel so alone.
Today... So for those who didn't figure out, we're talking about stereotypes and myths.
Yeah.
And we have each a list of things that we've been told at some point. So these stereotypes and myths are like almost straight out of our experience.
Yeah. So first one on my list is you need to date both. Both in quotes, because there are more than two genders.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi.
I got this comment from one person on Facebook. When I told them that I'd never dated a woman before, they came back with, oh, so how do you know you're bi then if you've never been with a woman?
Yeah,
I'm
that's...
like, okay, do you have to be that ignorant about it? Just listen to me. When I say I am bi, think I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the biggest misconception, that people need to experience everything to know. Like, people never dated before they first dated.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Like, how did you know you were straight?
Yeah.
You've
never dated a man, so you don't know how good it feels.
Ugh, hate that one.
Yeah, so that one was like, have you ever been with a man? I'm like, yeah, but it's so good. I'm like, good, it's good for you. I don't feel that way. Like, I've been telling on this podcast as well, I've been saying that I like men as friends and I have a lot in common with them. And usually I end up talking a lot with them and it's all nice and I like them a lot, but not in that way. In the end, it just doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah.
Because I just want a woman. Or a non-binary genderflex woman.
Oh. You're more likely to cheat.
Okay, I'm guilty of this one.
Yes, you are.
I wasn't like ignorant and say, that's it.
No, you buy. No.
To me, it was more like a lot of people online, a lot of women especially online, who say they're bi or bi-curious are not serious.
I know what you mean. And I'm not going to agree with you.
Yeah, and that threw me off.
Yeah.
So that made me feel like bi is just something you explore and not actually live with, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I had to actually learn and educate myself and talk to you, of course, to let it grow on me. I just learned what bi is, basically.
Yeah.
I was a bigot about bi people. But then in the end, of course, I learned and I know that if you're not a cheater, you're not a cheater. You can be any sexuality you want. If you cheat, you cheat.
Yeah.
It's personality thing. It's not sexuality thing. Gay relationships are short. So people say that same sex or same gender gay relationships are short and...
they never last.
They never last because it's not quote-unquote natural.
Ugh.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Or like one of you will run off and cheat kind of thing. Yeah, like the same thing. I just made them two in one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that a lot as well. Just saying that, like, makes me laugh actually. Like, because a lot of gay couples are actually happier than straight couples.
Yeah. We, if there is such a thing as the honeymoon phase, we have been in that phase since day one.
Yeah.
Not even day one of the marriage, day one of the day we met. We have been so close. We were holding hands from the first date and all that kind of stuff. And I actually used to get anxiety attacks when I was apart from you.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
I think lasting love knows no gender.
Definitely.
You either love someone or you don't. That's it.
Plus,
I'm done.
There are things like love language and polyamory.
Yeah.
Some people's love language is cold and like they love differently. If they don't touch and they don't kiss and they don't like these kind of things, but they like someone helping them or...
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like there are different things and
like,
that's fine.
Like 20 years into the marriage where you don't hold hands every day or you don't say I love you, the love is still there, it's just in different ways. If I wash the dishes and you dry, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or you pick up the good toothpaste at the supermarket. Things like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
because you know I like it. I am greedy, predatory, and horny for everyone.
Gotta have a leash. Oh. I'm joking.
Or is she?
I can confirm that horny for everyone. I heard the same, like, I have on my list, you're attracted to everyone of the gender you're attracted to. So, like, I'm gay, so I attracted to women, mostly. Yeah. Like, feminine-presenting people. And, like, if I ever said that I'm gay, people immediately think that you're attracted to them.
Yeah.
I've seen some memes as well, like, when men get like, oh my god, I'm like, you're attracted to me, and they're like, ugly as fuck. Yeah, it's like people like that, and you look at those and think like, why would I be attracted to such a mess like you? Like, not even outside.
Shocked Pikachu face.
Yeah, like, yeah. Not even outside. It's the actual inside of the person that makes you like go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
So, are you greedy and predatory? How many preys did you catch?
Including you. 2.
Damn. Who's a man and who's a woman in relationship?
God. This reminds me of a joke that Catherine Ryan did in a show. She said, asking a gay couple that is like asking a vegetarian, which part of this salad is the steak?
That's why they make vegetarian steaks.
You get what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's so annoying when they, like, who's gonna make food? Who's gonna fix walls? Who's gonna blah, blah, blah? But who cares? Like, I'm doing stuff that I'm good at, and you do stuff you're good at. Yeah. And if we're both good at something, we do both that same thing.
Yeah.
It's just easy. It's way easier to not think about who's gonna be doing it. Just say, can you do this? Yeah, can you? No, I can't. Can you then do it? Yeah. Okay, I'll do it. Because you can.
Yeah.
Like, there's no confusion then. You just say, can you make the bed? And I'll, like, make do the dishes. And
yeah. There's like, no, you way. Ask me to fold the fitted sheets.
I can't do that. It's impossible.
Every time.
Well, it's impossible.
You just put it on your hand. You put each corner on your hand.
Do you want to explain how thermos works?
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. They're not gonna let me live this down. Oh my god.
No, we all have some simple things that we don't understand.
Some things you understand, some things I understand, yeah?
And in the end, we do what we can do.
We do whatever we're good at.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't expect me to code or program or whatever you do.
Or fix the car or, like, change the tire just randomly.
Slutty and easy.
Oh, definitely, I can confirm that. So easy.
I hate that word, actually.
I know.
I'm not enjoying that word more and more.
Yeah, it's very degrading.
It is, It makes me think of Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's again the, like, greedy kind of thing.
Yeah, a little,
like,
bit.
It goes with it as well, like...
I think it goes with my next point as well. Non-committal. Like, we're not gonna put the effort into a relationship, long-term relationship, whatever. Yeah,
you
just, whatever.
Like, you get into someone's pants and you move on, and, kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
We're bi. We just wanna fuck everyone and run off to the next person.
Yeah. Which, again, like, there are people like that who like short relationships or, like, one-night stands.
Mm.
And that's okay if both people, or as many people as are involved in that, are okay with it.
Yeah, like, as long as it's consensual and safe.
Yeah, exactly. Do what you like. Yeah, exactly. Like, if everyone's okay with that, you don't have to just be in mono all the time.
Yeah.
We're not saying that it's, like, the right way to do things. Yeah. Everyone's different and it's okay whatever you do, as long as everyone's in it are okay with it.
Yeah. It's just a halfway point. You're just confused.
Mm.
I hate this. You'll find out you're gay eventually.
I've seen quite a few people on Reddit in r/bi something, like bisexual or something, and I remember one person, they said they are lesbian now, and they're sorry, something like it. It was very, like, sad to read.
You don't have to apologize.
And they were like, I realize I'm lesbian, so I'm gonna leave the group, and, like, the subreddit, and everyone was like, don't, it's okay, you can be, like, I was on that subreddit.
Yeah,
it's not Facebook group. No one knows you there, and, like, you just read through and stuff, and they're like, just, you don't have to leave if you enjoy the memes and stuff. Like, it's just, if you realize that you're not bi in the end, that you actually straight or that you're actually gay, it's still okay.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean everyone is like that.
It's a learning experience.
Exactly.
There should be no stigma that there is any confusion if you realize that you do only prefer one of those genders.
Plus, you need to remember that if you're with one person and that person is making your relationship straight or gay, it still doesn't make that you are.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a straight relationship, it doesn't mean you are straight still.
Yeah. You're not bi if you have a preference. I keep talking about this, but I feel more valid being in a relationship with you now than I was before, because it validates my bi-ness more than when I looked straight. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It is wrong, though, that you have to feel this way. If you fell in love with a man and you had the same thing you have with me, but I was a man,
yeah,
it would be devastating because you would want to be that person, but that person would make you feel invalid.
Not seen.
Yeah, not seen. And again, I've read a lot of stories about women who, in a straight relationships, are bi. They go to Pride with their husbands or boyfriends.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, like, they support whole of LGBT.
Yeah.
And their boyfriend and her husband are supportive as well, but then they kind of get hate for it, and that is very toxic, and that is the reason, not the reason, but like that is part of the problem.
Yeah.
You want to be accepted, but then for people who actually need your acceptance, you shut them down.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating and heartbreaking to think of there are so many bi people that are in straight relationships.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can't say it because it's like invalidates
especially
everything.
Bi men. So in the first lockdown, I installed this app called Patoop to make friends with people. It worked kind of like Tinder for making friends. And I matched with a man who was bisexual, and he had just come out to his girlfriend. They'd been together like 5 years, 6 years, something like that. And he was scared to come out to the rest of his family about it. I can't imagine what it's like for a bi man to have to stay in the closet like that. It's so bad for bi men.
Because
the stigma is even worse for bi men.
Because the people are immediately thinking about sex. For some reason, straight away, their brain goes to sex.
Yeah.
You bi, so you had sex with a man, disgusting.
Ugh.
Like, that's all my words. I'm just saying what people are saying.
Yeah, I know.
And it's really, like, it's funny when, like, when you scroll on Facebook and there's, like, an article about LGBT.
Yeah.
And then you go to the comments and all the straight people, especially men and some older women, talking about anuses and how they fuck each other in the anuses. And then you just sit there and think,
everything is just about sex with you, isn't it?
Everything is about other men's buttholes. And they call themselves
you've really just reduced it down.
And but that's what they sound like.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Like, when bi man comes out to their girlfriend or wife, a lot of them get grossed out and saying, oh my God, like, it's disgusting. It's not.
Mm.
Like, it's as natural as you having sex.
We're back. We played with the cat.
The cat ate and left.
Pretty much.
I think she's using us.
Like all cats do. As long as their servant humans do what they're told. Okay, let's get back to this then. So our last point we're going to do together.
You don't look non-binary.
What does non-binary look like?
I don't know. Mullet? Skirt? Of
beard.
Course.
Beard?
Yellow, purple, white
frogs.
And black. Frogs? Mullet?
You said mullet.
I know.
Two mullets.
Two mullets, just to be sure.
Mullet squared. Yeah. You must be pan if you like non-binary people. So the myth is that bisexuality enforces the gender binary.
The times I had to tell people that you're bi and been corrected, maybe my wife knows what she is better than you. And it's really like a bad thing to correct people on their own identities.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, you never know what they are. They know what they are. Just stop saying that. No. Definition is, yes, definition is that bi, one or more gender, they're attracted to one or more genders. Even if they're attracted to five genders, they can still be bi.
Yeah. Whereas pan is regardless of gender.
That's
it. So we've had this conversation a while back. I kind of said to you that maybe I'm attracted to non-binary people and women because I don't feel that attracted to men anymore. It is still a little bit there, but I was a bit conflicted. I was a bit confused about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made that clear to me, because when the way I said it was, I think I might be gay. And you said, well, you like me and I'm not a woman. And I was like, yeah, true. Well, then women and non-binary people, that's still two genders. You are still bi. That's what you said to me.
The thing is as well, like what we said about people who are with one person and then they hear things like, so you straight now or you gay now. I was afraid that you might feel that way because now you're with me, you kind of, you don't look for anyone. So you, like, at least I don't know about you, but like, I don't go walk around and look at people and think, this was attractive. This one, like, you don't do that. You just live.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think about people in that way all the time.
It's not like I feel like girl spying with you.
Yeah.
Together in the street or something.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Shall we get on to this last point then?
Yeah. So
why did we leave this one till last?
Because it's the funniest one. Scissoring.
It's funny to you.
No, the thing is, maybe I'm the only person who doesn't do that. I've never done that. But, like, it feels like everyone thinks. So, when you say you're gay, so how do they... Oh, I'm making it look like with my hands.
Yeah.
The scissoring part. Like, everyone just thinks about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only, like, so you just do that? It doesn't work. I don't know, for some people work, for me it doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, just judging from the porn out there that looks a bit realistic, it seems to work for some people.
Oh, but you don't mean those who just touch and moan?
Yeah.
They look at each other and they moan.
Yeah.
Oh my, I used to have such a good time watching lesbian quote-unquote porn.
God.
When they just look at each other and goes, oh!
No, like, that would be easy.
It's like you look at each other and you came.
My job is complete.
Yeah, it's like,
so the reason you left this till last is because I had that stereotype when we first started dating.
That was the first move.
I was nervous. So I asked you, do you want to have sex? And so we planned this a few days before I came around your house. And then we did stuff. And then I asked, so the only thing I know is scissoring. And you said, what's that? And that was the reality check. It was like, oh shit, I've said something wrong. Oh god,
it wasn't wrong. Like, I understand what you say, why you would say that, because a lot of people think that lesbians do that.
Yeah.
People with vaginas do that, like, that's the thing, because like, if it's not going together, like man and woman, like people with vaginas and penises having sex,
yeah,
immediately it just like, so you just have to do that. Now there are plenty other things to do.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, and I showed you all of
yeah,
them.
You did.
We have to go now, bye.
We have to get a room, bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Non-Binary Show.
If you would like to be mentioned in a future episode, please send us your thoughts on today's topic to one of our socials.
Our Instagram is at non.bi.neri.
Our Facebook at non.bi.neri.show.
You can also email us at non.bi.neri.pod@gmail.com.
Or send us a voice message at anchor.fm/non-binary. That's all one word, no dots.
See you next time, and remember, you are valid.